Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As we head into this new week, Mondays can be a day that, well, many find a bit discouraging. And yet, if we begin to look at Mondays as a new opportunity, you know, so often we've become accustomed because of the weekend and Sunday being a part of that weekend that many people have off, that we look at Monday as the beginning of the week rather than Sunday. But to start new, what would your week look like? What would your routine look like today if you would decide that this is a new week and you will approach it with a new confidence? This morning, as I went through the devotion from In Christ Alone, today's topic is on In Christ I Can Approach God with Confidence. It kind of builds on yesterday's focus on having access to the Father. You know, it's one thing to have access to a person or to a location. It's a whole other thing at times to have confidence that you really belong there. There have been times that I've found myself in places where I've had access. I've been invited in or have found my way in. And yet the whole time, there's been this uneasy feeling. Do I really belong? Do I really fit in? Am I really wanted here? Yes, they let me in, but they had to. I had a ticket. I had the right credentials. I had what was necessary, but do I fit in? And sometimes I think people feel that way with God. Well, I've surrendered my life to Christ. I've done the things that God required. He has to allow me in to His presence, but do I really belong? Am I really like everyone else? Paul writes and to encourage us that in Christ, we can approach the throne of God with confidence. We can go to Him with anything that's on our heart, that's on our mind, that we want to have a conversation with God about. You see, living life in this no man's land of wandering is a horrible place to be. God says in Christ we can approach His throne with confidence. Confidence of being accepted. Confidence of being listened to. Confidence of being addressed. Of being wanted. Of belonging. You see, when we start to consider who we are in Christ, when we find our identity in who is within us, we ought to begin to live a little differently. When we watch the news, if we are inclined to do that, I can't handle much of it anymore. Because it's so inflammatory, it's so contradictory even. To discover truth in the midst of a flood of opinions. But when you look at what's going on in our country, in our world, it ought to encourage you to know that you can approach the throne of God with confidence, even in matters of what's going on, even in regards to a global pandemic, even in regards to a social unrest and a desire for greater justice and an anger that seems to have overflowed into our streets. You can go to God in confidence and with confidence. It's interesting that word kind of gets used both ways. We talk about telling someone something in confidence as it's a secret. It's something they're going to keep between us and them. And we talk about speaking to someone with confidence, and it's a boldness. And being able to approach the throne of God with confidence, we can do so in confidence. Knowing that what's between us stays between us. He works with us individually. We can go to Him with confidence and in confidence about our sin, knowing that He will remove it, He will transform us, He will change us more and more into His likeness. But not only does that sin, in a sense, stay between God and us, He goes to the extent of removing it from between Him and us. You see, living in Christ says we live differently. We not only have access to the Father, we can approach Him with confidence. It hasn't mattered what I've done in life. There have been times where I've approached my dad here on earth, with a confidence he would hear me out, but also with an element of skepticism of what his response would be. But with God, we can know for certain. And history has shown that my dad was one that responded, as I believe God would, with love, with understanding, with compassion, often with instruction on what to do differently the next time. And we can approach God with confidence that He is looking out for our best interest, that He will give instruction, He will listen with compassion, He will seek to set us on the right path or to encourage us to continue on the path that we've already chosen with Him. See, today, on this Monday, June 22nd, the year 2020, you can approach God with confidence about anything that goes on today, about anything that you've carried with you from last week. You can approach God with confidence, knowing that He has your best interest in mind, knowing that He will listen and give you advice and input and direction that is beyond and above any that anyone else could give. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to give thought to the confidence level that you have in approaching God. If you're not sure what that is, think about how often you approach God. If you discover that it's pretty rare, then chances are part of that reason is you don't have the confidence that you could have, that you should have. But as you think about the confidence level that you have in approaching God, think about the things that you've withheld from those conversations, that you've been afraid to talk to God about. Oh, somewhere within you, you know He's already aware of it, but let's just not bring it up. Many times I've found that those are the things that God most wants to talk about, because those are the things that He's wanting to address in your life, that He's wanting to address in my life, to encourage and challenge us to repent, to change, to be transformed. And so as you pray, I pray with confidence that God not only desires, but longs to hear from you. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that is available, that in Christ you have made the way, not only that we can have access, but we can approach your throne of grace with confidence. Father, help us to examine ourselves for that level of confidence that we already have, and help it to grow within us. Father, as we examine ourselves, may we look for those areas, those things that we've not been willing to talk with you about. May we have a greater understanding of why we've kept those to ourselves, and may we have the confidence to open those areas of our life up and listen to you and what you would have us to do with our thoughts, with our actions, with our attitudes. Father, as we live in a time that's filled with confusion and chaos and so much change going on, may we have confidence in approaching you about any and all of it, knowing that you are looking out for our best interest. So help us to listen to what that looks like, that we would be more observant, more obedient, more confident in our relationship with you. Father, I continue to pray for those who are sick, for those who have contracted the COVID-19 virus, that you would strengthen and heal their bodies. They would look to you for comfort, for healing, that you would pour out wisdom upon those who are researching and studying and caring for the sick. Father, for the anger that exists within our country, I pray that you would bring about a season and spirit of peace. Father, for the violence that spills out into our streets, may each person that feels unlistened to, unwanted, unknown, may they find that acceptance at the foot of your throne. Father, I pray that we would learn to come to you about everything, knowing that you hear and that you listen, that you answer. Father, in these days of of so much change and so much confusion. May we find a stable path as we walk with you. May your word truly light our way. May your voice lead us on the path that is good and just. May each step that we take be firm and solid as we stand upon your word and your precepts. Father, today I pray that your body, the church, the people who have called upon the name of Jesus, would face this week with a courage and confidence that you are with us. Father, in all that we do, may we lift up Jesus. May the confidence that we live with be contagious as we share the good news of who we are in Christ, so that they too can be in Christ. That they too can have confidence in approaching you. Oh, Father, today I continue to pray that this virus would be wiped from the face of the earth. The virus of COVID-19, the virus of racism and hatred and anger. The sin of greed and lust and envy and all the stuff that people tend to turn to when they don't want to turn to you. Father, today may each step that we take lead us closer and closer to you in a way that others are drawn to Jesus. I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities. May we blanket them in prayer and cover them with a protection that comes from your Spirit. Father, may we help the children to grow and prosper in the midst of such change, such confusion, such chaos. May they find stability in having roots that are firmly grounded in your word. May we help them to understand their ability to come to you with everything. May we provide balance to the competing and opposing views that get thrown about all over the place. May we help keep our children's eyes fixed on Jesus. May the love that you have for us be seen by them in the love that we have for them. Father, today, may we give careful thought to everything that the children around us would see, everything they would hear, everything they would experience from us. May we be mindful of the examples that we are setting. Father, in these days filled with shifting sand. May we not only place our feet on the solid rock, but may we lead and guide our children to find that same solid rock, that they too would walk with you all the days of their life. Father, may we be diligent about guarding our lips and our actions, our fingertips and our social media postings, so that in everything that is seen and heard from us, that Jesus would be lifted up, that he would draw many to himself. It is in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.